escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Welcome back to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Hello.
Ooh, ladies. Hey, is this episode 70?
This is episode 70.
Why am I always so f***ing clueless when it comes to that?
We're getting up there, man.
I need to learn how to count.
7-0, dude.
70.
And
70-70.
Yeah, so...
Are we going to follow through with the plan of, like, doing, like, a listener party at episode 100?
Dude,
or, like,
that would be f***ing awesome.
Where would we do it, and how would we do it?
There's a couple places we could do it. I know we could do it at the Mix in Georgetown.
That's true.
Absolutely. Could easily be done.
Where we, like, do the podcast live, or just get wasted with people we know? Or both.
What I would want to do is have it... And this is funny, because we're actually just having this conversation on air. It's not like
for the first time, yeah.
Yeah, so... we could obviously do it at, I think Studio 7 might be a little too big.
Yeah, we could do it upstairs at Studio 7.
It's true.
Like at the bar.
But also, the fun house is pretty much a perfect size for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And we could say all kinds of bad words.
So what we could do is, like, have a band play. We could have special guests come in and, like, interview special guests, have, like, a few special guests. We could have some kind of, like, trivia game for some sweet prizes. Because we have
could do
a
like
bunch
an,
of random shit we have accumulated
we
here
could
at the
take
station.
Like 10 minutes of the podcast and do like open mic. Like if you got you, all right, you get 60 seconds to come up and say whatever you want.
Whatever.
And
you
that might
say.
That might backfire. Anyway, just throwing out ideas, man. Possible listener party. Just try not to get too self-important, I guess.
Yeah, try not to.
Because nobody really cares. So, we just got to be able to have fun with it, you know.
What if our podcast became a Black Lives Matter podcast? They just took over our podcast and
they were
that's
like, excuse me. We're like, okay, you guys host it.
All
right. Go right ahead.
I don't know.
You guys go right ahead. Take our job too while you're at it.
Well, it's episode 70. It's a week longer. It is the 26th of September. October's almost here.
Yeah, man. It's coming. Like, I am the kind of guy who my wardrobe consists of, like, purely summer clothes. Like shorts, t-shirts.
And black t-shirts.
Or like Arctic winter clothes.
Ah.
So like heavy jackets, heavy pants.
It's not really an in-between.
That kind of, yeah. So it's like at a couple times a year I have to deal with the in-between. So right now I'm just kind of cold all the time because I'm still wearing shorts.
Yeah.
And then at the end of winter I'm just super hot all the time because I'm still wearing like a big heavy coat, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm trying to overcome that right now.
Huh.
Maybe I should just go naked everywhere.
That would be cool.
I don't know if that would go over
just
well.
Say it's
here.
Part of your religion.
It's part of my religion. I'm a nakedist. You guys,
I'm a nude guy. I'm a naked guy.
Naked Ian.
Naked so, Ian, do you still celebrate Naked Sunday?
Not as often as I used to, or as often as I'd like to, because I've been having to work on Sundays and go to band practice on Sundays. So and like
that's no excuse.
I guess I could drive down the freeway naked. I could probably pull that off.
You ever done that?
Not fully naked, if you know what I mean.
Ah, yes.
But
good old RH.
But when you get wait, what?
Roadhead?
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about, man. But when you get out of the car, you have to like button yourself back up and act like a normal member of society.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Not as often as I'd like.
Hide the boner underneath your belt.
And you live. You have a roommate. Yeah. Or just tuck it. Yeah. There
dude,
you go. How are you gonna edit that later? Hide your beep under your belt.
Hide your weenus. Yeah, having a roommate is an interesting thing because I don't really care that much. I'm not naked ever, but I definitely go out in like, you know, no shirt and boxer shorts and stuff. And
well, it's your house too.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I don't know.
Hey, man, just get naked, everybody.
Okay. For the, I will say for the, what was it, like 3 years that Ian and I lived together, we did not see each other's penis.
That's true.
There was never one side of each other's penis.
I think we just avoided it situationally in correct manners.
I never walked in on him boning. I think he walked in on me making out with someone one time.
Yeah, that was always weird. I'm pretty sure we heard each other having sex a couple times.
Quite a bit.
And that's just, you know, par for the course.
I was just in the corner jerking it. You know,
it's the kind of thing. What?
Watching you
bang
the
on the wall and you're, Slayer! No. Wait, what?
You didn't see that little hole in the wall?
Oh. Dude, I watch. Okay. So since I work from home, I like fall down these weird rabbit holes on YouTube or like different. Just watching videos. And somehow I came across this like top five videos website where they have top five like weirdest serial killers.
Weirdest, I was watching that with Tim today.
That kind of
Shout
stuff.
Out to Tim.
So I came across one that was like top five creepiest secret compartments found in homes.
Wow.
So people were finding out that they were like secret, like these two kids were roughhousing in their parents' bedroom and bumped into a bookshelf, which popped open a new room where there was someone living there for like 6 months.
Jesus.
Since they bought the house. Yeah, people like living in their cabinets and like
just chilling.
Sometimes they were totally just benign, but every once in a while it was like, yeah, they'd find like a convicted murderer.
Quite
like,
cancerous.
Chilling in the house, like digging holes through the walls so they can watch you while you're in the shower.
Holy
like,
shit.
Real deals. Yeah. That's real, man. You think it's funny, but it happens.
That isn't funny. That's creepy and heinous.
Yeah, so don't do that to me anymore, jerk.
Well, you know.
You're going to end up one of the top five creepiest guy in the world.
Kevin. Deers.
Kevin from Metal Shop. He was a radio show host until he was found
creeping
living
on his
in between the walls. Of, yeah.
He held down an apartment on
He lived in a bed
paper.
Of straw and newspaper.
Yet he really got off on watching his friends have sex.
Jesus. Hey, man, welcome to the Metal Shop Backstage Pass.
Real weird.
Breaking into new territory on episode number 70.
Did you hear about that club that they were reporting on Vice.com? It's like a Seattle masturbation club.
What? Are you like the old Tubbs?
No, it's like a club where people get together and enjoy group masturbation. They
like soggy waffle.
Yes, they can or they sometimes masturbate each other. But you have to.
Well, that's not masturbation.
you wear like a name tag that has some distinction that says like whether or not you're okay with someone touching you and masturbating.
Oh, like
you.
Green light, red light.
Yes,
that's weird.
So you know you.
But
can,
hey, to each their own, right?
So check it out. There are Seattle masturbation clubs.
I do remember when I was in human sexuality in college, my human sexuality teacher told me that. Because he was a therapist, also like a sexual therapist, he knew of at least 24 sex clubs in the Seattle, just the greater Seattle area, that were all huge orgies and
wow.
stuff like that. Like, there are a lot of them.
That's crazy.
It's not just a couple, dude. There are a ton, and they're all over the place. And it exists all around you. It could be your neighbors, could be Mr. and Mrs. Johnson next door, you know? Could be anybody, so you just never know what kind of stuff people are into.
That's wild. Yeah, man.
You never know, dude. Just like your neighbor next door could have like dead bodies in his basement, you know? These guys over here like having sex with 9 people at a time. You never know.
You never know who your neighbor is. And the stranger there's like all those ads in the back of the Stranger that are like, you know, get your marijuana card, blah, 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 all this, right? Like, get a prostitute. There was one that said, get this, sex offender registration got you down. We can change the law together.
Jesus.
It's like, what?
Yeah, it's probably got you down. But probably because you deserve to feel down about it.
Speaking of never knowing who your neighbor is.
Oh, God. Oh, have you ever done that?
Found out who your neighbors are?
No, have you ever gone to the sex offender registration website?
No.
Because these days, they integrated into like a Google Maps style thing where you put your address in and then, boom, 20 square miles around you, like a bunch of stars will pop up. And you'll be like, dude.
Jesus.
I'm surrounded by, everyone is surrounded by sex offenders.
Jorge's a molester?
All over the place. It's crazy. So I don't know how we ever digress into this, but I guess that's just the nature of it. Oh, I guess we should probably acknowledge the fact that Ryan the Beard's not here this week.
Eh.
Meh. Tomorrow's his birthday, so happy birthday to Ryan. If you see him next time, buy him a beer.
He's turning 20. Yeah, the big 2-0.
Plus 60.
I have no idea how old he is.
I don't either. I'm assuming he's honestly don't have any idea how old Ryan is.
I'd probably say like 26, 27.
He's got to be probably... If I had 28? To guess, I'd guess 27.
Okay. It's a good guess.
You should text him and find out.
27? I'm going to Facebook him right now. 27? 37?
On the way back to the parking lot.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, this just in, Ryan. It's your birthday.
Dude, we didn't even talk about what we were up to this week.
Oh, wait. Okay. What'd you do this week, dude?
Not much, so we can go. No, I'm just playing. this week, what did I do?
I'm trying to think of what I even did this week.
I know I saw a pretty sweet show. Marty Friedman played last night. Got to see a little bit of that over at El Corazon, and I also got to see some sweet independent Washington State professional wrestling with 3-2-1 Battle.
Nice.
It was really cool. And that space that they have, I'm not going to mention where it is because the cops might be listening.
Call the cops. Call the cops.
But I will say that it is getting way too small for the amount of people that are coming into that building. So.
Well, where else are they going to do it? They're going to have to...
Fucking Numos, man.
Move the rink. It's not going to happen that way.
That'd be so awesome.
It has to be like an illegitimate kind of space.
Yeah.
Okay, let me put it this way.
Until legislation in Washington State allows professional wrestling to happen.
It's got to be a space that's willing to take the liability.
It's true.
I guess, or already has the insurance, which is why the place that it's in right now is fine, I'm sure, because they already do other things along
like
those lines.
Gym, yeah.
Right, so, just saying.
So, good times. I went to that, and...
Dude, I totally spaced Elvete this week because I was down in... Tacoma having band practice.
So what's up with your new band?
I play with a band called Hilltop Rats.
Yeah.
It's not my band.
It's not your band, but you're in it.
I'm in it. We're playing with Good Riddance in Western Addiction in October.
That's a great show.
So yeah, that'll be fun.
So it's more on the punk rock tip then?
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't have any say in the writing really, which is fine. Fine, totally fine with me. I got a lot of other things to do.
It's probably pretty fun to just come in and play the guitar and not have to worry about the stressful things like booking shows and writing songs and stuff like that. You just come in and jam out and
except
leave.
For that, yeah, I get to drive from Seattle to Tacoma at 5 o'clock every Wednesday.
Ugh.
That's fun. So, if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about.
Did the Chinese president affect your
No, thankfully, I caught him on the other direction. So I was clear sailing all the way down, and then I was driving past everybody else on the other side of the freeway every once in a while when that happens, and you're just like, you guys are all f***ed.
Because
I just came from 10 miles that way.
You're all
and
left.
And it's just as backed up. So what would you do if you got caught in one of those? Because what they were literally shutting down the entire freeway. All lanes of I-5, all lanes of 405, I-90. And it's just one of those like where you got to turn your car off and just get out and like start playing ping pong or something. Yeah.
Hang out with your neighbors.
Yeah. Like do you get out and like make a picnic? Like, oh, hey guys.
If you're just shut down, I mean... Yeah, that's pretty much Nathan Hansen.
Because you're in there for at least like an hour.
A friend of Metal Shop and I, we actually got stuck in traffic going up to Bellingham, and it was probably about 8 years ago or so.
Oh, because the border was closed.
And no, it was the snow. It was like Snowmageddon, dude.
Oh.
And a drive that would normally take about an hour and a half to 2 hours took 11 and a half hours.
So you slept in the car.
We were stuck
for half the day.
Yeah, we were stuck in this one position for about 2 hours where this lady got out of her car and popped a squat to take a piss, but she didn't. So, you know, she like put the, she took the two doors to like block the line of sight.
Right.
We were watching her right there, but she squatted so low that we could see her ass.
Her whole butt.
We could see the whole butt, and it was not a great sight, but it was enough to, you know, kind of
get a good laugh.
Laugh at and
take some photos.
Get a giggle.
You dirty bastards.
But yeah, that's probably the worst traffic I've ever been stuck in. What about you?
Thankfully, man, I usually am the one who like drives up on the shoulder up and off into the nearest exit and
yeah.
then just
you're like, I'm out.
Yeah, I can't.
I'm not
do
even
it.
Dealing
I'll
with
drive
this.
Through
I'll go
suburbia.
Home.
Yeah. Or I'll just go to a restaurant, you know.
Hang out for an hour or
I'll go to Denny's and have a beer and some stuffed hash browns or something.
Oh, you're that guy?
I'm that
3 p.m. Who's this guy drinking a beer at 3 p.m. at
Who's
Denny's?
Who's this guy drinking a beer at 7:30 in the morning?
Or Kelso.
Yeah, let me get a Bloody Mary too while you're at it. And Kelso? No. I don't spend much time in Kelso, Washington.
Dude, that's crazy. I was talking to my dad yesterday, and this dude is, so get this. My dad is 6'6".
Yeah, he's a big guy.
He's a big dude. And I weigh 207 pounds, and I'm 6 foot. My dad told me yesterday, he's always been a pretty big dude. He used to drink a ton of beer, so he had a big beer belly. He has gone on a diet where he said that he now weighs 215 pounds.
Damn!
He is 6'6".
He's a straight bean.
Yeah. It's crazy. I gotta see what that looks like.
He's like Jack Skellington, dude. He'd be like crawling around.
That's creepy.
Like the guy from Gaza.
Oh, yeah.
I'm kind of terrified of your dad now.
Spider.
I always kind of was just kind of scared of your dad, but now I'd just be like, what? Dude. You look like you spear through my face with your arms.
What about my dad scared you? Because there was several things that scared the neighbors about my dad. He used to just like hang out at like 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. He would smoke cigarettes like all the time. So
yeah, he seemed like a guy who would spend a lot of time chilling on the porch.
Yeah, he would chill out on the porch and people would be coming home drunk like in our neighborhood or like just hanging out late night, just up to no good. They'd see my dad and he looks like a pretty grumpy guy. He does not smile a lot. And he would just be sitting there smoking a cigarette watching them. Like, oh, don't go to that house.
You know, obviously don't take this the wrong way. Your dad just seems like the kind of guy who would be like an awesome, like, graveyard dude.
Yeah.
Like, literally working at the cemetery, like literally the undertaker.
Yeah.
Like, your dad could have been a sweet undertaker. He could have filled that position perfectly.
It's funny because he's, like, sweet and innocent in the sense that he likes movies and stuff like Scooby-Doo and Hanna-Barbera.
Right.
Yet he looks very intimidating.
He's just a big guy.
He is a big dude.
That's the strange thing about the human condition. All right. Let's do this, man.
Now.
Watching the, I gotta tell you, watching the 2016 Republicans so far this whole time has been incredibly hilarious. Scott Walker dropped out this week.
Oh, why is that?
Of the race. I don't know. He dropped out and said, all of the rest of you non-serious candidates should drop out because then we can focus on taking out Donald Trump.
Oh.
So there's like a weird infighting thing going on there.
Huh.
And Donald Trump's just like, suck it. All of you.
This week I heard about some Democrat supporters who are trying to support Donald Trump just to fund his
Yeah, I heard about that too.
Yeah, just trying to help him out and support him as much as possible financially to ensure that he's the Republican candidate so that Democrats can just sweep him out.
Right.
But what if they don't?
Well, here's the thing. Like, if Donald Trump is elected or is chosen as the Republican, you know, nominee, what's it going to look like when it's Donald Trump versus Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton? Like, he's going to be like, I'm not going to tell you what I'm not going to tell you what I think about my policies because then the enemy's going to know. Like, he's literally saying, you're going to have to wait till you elect me to find out what I'm going to do. And then they're just going to go, no, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
So it's going to be an interesting year here in politics. But all right, let's talk a little bit about the Billboard Top 200. Normally, I don't give a shit about anything regarding that. But there was a strange phenomena this week where it's a good thing that Slayer broke the top five of the Billboard 200 this week, which is awesome. Good for them. But Bring Me the Horizon beat them in the top five. So they got higher than Slayer in the top 200.
The kids love Bring Me the Horizon.
And the other thing that was...
the kiddies love it.
That was a revelation for me is that apparently they've integrated streaming statistics into album sales that incorporate into the Billboard Top 200. So the idea is that every 1,500 album streams counts as one record sale. So imagine if Bring Me the Horizon was in the top five of the Billboard 200, how many record streams they had to have gotten to get that many album sales.
That's a load of streams.
A lot of people listening to music on the internet now.
Absolutely, man. I listen to Spotify a lot. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I listen to CDs, I listen to records, but actually, I don't really listen to records. They kind of collect dust. I have a lot of them.
Right.
But I don't really listen to them much. I listen to Spotify a shitload, though. Hey, man. I'm a millennial, bro.
As the first week that it went on, that's how it was. The second week, though, Slayer got number two. So they hit number two, the number two selling album in the world, according to the United World Chart. All over the world and et cetera, et cetera. So they're still doing it, man. Slayer with that music video too. Did you see that for Repentless?
Mm-hmm.
Where people are just straight up getting their like heads cut off.
It's gnarly.
Like, it's f***ed up. It's straight up f***ed up.
I want to see Eli Roth make the next Slayer music video.
I want to see that new Eli Roth movie. The Green Inferno.
Dude,
it looks really terribly messed up.
Yeah, I had an opportunity to go see that today. And
did you see it?
No, I didn't. I wasn't in the right mindset, man.
You gotta like brace yourself for it. Steel yourself for the experience.
Yeah.
Okay, so have you seen the trailer?
No.
The trailer of the movie is basically, okay, it was extremely disturbing to me because when I was about 13 years old, my parents took me on a Caribbean cruise.
Sure.
Which is
That sounds awesome.
It's You would think it would be, but at the age of 13, it's a really fucked up time to go on a cruise because you're too old to do the kid stuff.
You're not old enough to drink.
And you're too young to do anything relevant.
Yeah.
You know, you can't drink. And you're not even like 15, 16, 17 where you could like be cool enough to maybe hang out. You're just...
hanging out playing video
games.
There's
nothing for you to do. So when I'm on this cruise, like one of the first things, the first stops that we do... You know, we're driving around in this tour van, driving around these, like, you know, jungle islands, straight up, just like the movie. The first place that we stop is, like, a tourist trap where they're selling, like, necklaces and fake watches and shit like that. And they open the van door, and the guy has, like, a bunch of necklaces on his arm, and I reach out to grab one, and he grabs my fucking arm and pulls me out of the van, away from my parents, away from all of the people, like, deep into this, like, market. So... they could have just fucking snagged me and ran off. And the first thing in this trailer is they step off this boat into this village and all the villagers just start grabbing at him and pulling on him and doing all this weird shit. And I was just like, dude, that's happened to me. And that's totally fucked. And you know that, you know, at first you're thinking like, oh, the villagers are all, oh man, oh my, these new people, blah, blah, blah. And then you find out they're like,
they're hostile.
We're pulling you in here so we can cut your fucking arms off and eat them.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
Not happy to have you there.
When you're in a second or third world country, don't let people tell you what to do.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. We've all seen Hostel.
The new Megadeth record is going to be coming out Friday, October 2nd at 1 p.m. The band's official website has a clock, a countdown clock for the new record, and it is the first record since their turd of a record, Super Collider, so let's hope this one does pretty well. Let's hope that they are touring on this record, because it's always fun to see Megadeth live, whether you like them now or not or whatever. I think it would be really cool to see Adler on drums with Megadeth live.
And they still play the jams.
Yeah, they do, and they're always fun to watch live. And Dave Mustaine doesn't talk much when he sings live.
Not anymore.
Nope. He just kind of lets his music speak for
itself. He learned that lesson. Local band Lesbian, good friends of ours, are going to be putting out a new record early 2016 called Hallucinogenesis. So we need to get a hold of those guys and figure exactly out how we can get our hands on that and maybe get them up in the studio. Because early 2016 is not that far away, dude. What are we, 4 months away of the end of the year? Which is weird.
It's almost over. 3 months.
So, a new lesbian record.
Whips Bar and Grill, Bikes, Rock, and Brews is going to be coming in 2016 in Richmond, Virginia from Whip Michael Wilton from Queensryche.
Oh, cool.
It's going to be a new bar and grill, and it's going to have custom rides like the motorcycles. It's going to have two stages for live music, both indoor and outdoor, 24 craft brews, 8 major label, 8-15 in rotation, and of course, Whip Ale, farm-to-table foods, Whip's Chaser Vape Juice. Wow, special appetizers by Queensryche bassist, Eddie Jackson.
So he's going to be working there.
Sunday brunch, weekly bike night, ample outdoor space for bikes, organized rides and charity events, and Jeff Tate is the busser. I'm just kidding.
It's like, oh, can I get that out of your way, please? Yeah, Queen of the Reich, bitch. No, that's cool. Guar also, or wait, no, it was Chris Adler who was opening that barbecue place down in Richmond also. Speaking of Richmond, Virginia, Guar is talking about preparing for the second leg of their 30th anniversary tour, which is going to be in Seattle on October 20th at the Showbox Soto. So 30 years of Guar, man. Obviously, RIP, Mr. Dave Brocky. Odorous Arungus, but if you saw Guar last time, then you know that they're still bringing the hotness. They haven't given up yet. So go see Guar October 20th, 30th anniversary.
All right, so Aboth from Immortal, he's doing his own solo thing. His departure from Immortal was touted widely all over social media. We talked about it a few episodes. He scheduled an album launch show in London on January 23rd, and he's going to be putting out the record shortly after that, January 2016. So Aboth has a new music video for Fenrir Hunts. And you can watch it live on metalunderground.com.
I think everybody wanted to follow Aboth because he kind of was the brainchild behind Immortal. So you got to follow him where he goes, you know. Did you see that Aboth also did a photo shoot this week that was a walking tour of London in his corpse paint with his band members?
Really?
So he's walking around London taking, like, weird Aboth-like style photos.
That's super funny.
The funniest one they did was crossing Abbey Road. Like, it was all, you know, all three of them walking, you know, like the Beatles.
Are the other dudes in corpse paint, too?
Yeah.
Nice.
So, that was good. I gotta find that picture, put that up later.
I did see a pretty funny picture of Death Heaven hanging out with Aboth, and they're just, like, kind of normal-looking hipster dudes hanging out with Aboth, drinking a beer, and he's, like, in corpse paint, just chilling.
It's like, sup?
And they're like, yo.
What up with it?
This is a good promo pic.
Death Heaven. Rob Zombie still doing things on film.
Yeah. Like what?
Like he's doing a horror comedy TV show coming up.
I don't think I've ever seen one. Wait, Tales from the Crypt.
Yeah, Tales from the Crypt. I guess that would be a comedy.
Yeah, kind of. I mean,
From the Hood was good.
Tales from the Hood, yeah.
So they're doing a new horror comedy TV show called Trapped. It's going to be Rob Zombie's teaming up with actress Mila Kunis from That 70s Show and a bunch of other stuff. So it's going to be out on Stars, which means they're probably going to say bad words, and maybe we'll see some boobs. So it's going to be, they're trying to edge in on like shows like Spartacus on Stars, which was awesome. I watched all seasons of that. Black Sails, I haven't watched. It's about pirates, just a little slow for me. But it says that it's the guy from Arrested Development's going to be doing a lot of the production. So it'll be cool. I don't know. We'll see. Rob Zombie's pretty good. I like the Halloween movies that he did, the reproductions. And obviously, you know, House of a Thousand Corpses and Devil's Rejects. And what was that? I didn't see the last one he did. What was that movie called about the witches?
Oh, Salem.
Witches of Salem. Yeah.
Lords of Salem. Yeah, I didn't see that one either. I heard it was garbo, though.
Well,
to be honest.
See if he can bounce back from that swing and a miss.
Exactly. But, you know, I'll check it out. I like Rob Zombie. Robert Trujillo from Metallica, Suicidal Tendencies, Infectious Grooves. He has announced the official multi-platinum release of the Jacko documentary, directed by Paul Marchart and Stephen Kijak. It's American music and composer Jacko Pastorius.
Awesome bass player, dude.
Yeah, is going to be a documentary about him. Excuse me, I'm like burping all over this bitch.
Jesus, yeah, you're going to make me throw up.
He's available Friday, November 27, 2015, and it's going to be DVD, Blu-ray, also video on demand.
You know what day that is, right?
No.
November 27th, Friday, November. That's Black Friday, dude.
Oh,
it's a rough day.
So, yeah, it's going to be released if you want to check it out. That's cool that he's doing that. Obviously, he must be a huge influence for Robert, so using his money for good.
I want to see that.
Take note, Lars.
I remember when I was learning how to play bass as a, like, for real, as a sophomore in high school.
Did you learn to play bass or guitar first?
I learned how to play bass first.
Okay.
So when I was in the 10th grade, the first day of my high school year, they didn't have anybody to play bass in the jazz band. So, like, over the morning announcements, they were, like, looking for a bass player for the jazz band. I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can get in there. And that's when they were like, yo, you need to check out Jaco Pastorius, dudes like Victor Wooten, you know, all kinds of famous bass players, jazz bass players and stuff. So it's cool to see, man. And Robert Trujillo, obviously like a thrashing metal guy.
Got, hell yeah.
Respect for the f***ing crew before him. So Metal Allegiance, this is one of the coolest things I think they've done so far. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 people on this cover of Dio's We Rock. So I think it's like the ultimate collaboration.
Yeah, it's pretty badass.
And ultimate collaborations in general. Mark Asagreda, Chris Jericho, Tim Ripper Owens, Alyssa White Glues, Chuck Billy, Steve Souza from Exodus, Andreas Kisser, Phil Demmel, Gary Holt, obviously Dave Ellefson, Alex Skolnick and Mike Portnoy. A lot of people on a tribute song.
The video's funny because it's a lot of selfie videos of them singing.
Yeah, this is Mark from Death Angel, like in his apartment, just like acting all metal.
And then Chris Jericho's in a park doing a selfie.
Just walking around. What, you're like, is that Chris Jericho singing Dio?
Chris Jericho loves Scars. We rock!
Anyway, I back that, dude. 100%. That's technology these days, dude. They just track it, video themselves, track themselves, send it in, and there's the final result right there.
Is it lame to mention how hot Alyssa from Arch Enemy actually is?
I mean, kind of.
She looks good in this picture.
Because it's true, but...
She looks good in this video. I don't know. Anyways... Cryptopsy,
you felt victim,
has announced the new EP, The Book of Suffering, Tome 1. It's been 3 years since Cryptopsy's last release, which was awesome. Their self-release album actually brought them back to relevancy, I'd say, after a couple turd records. They have a series of EPs entitled The Book of Suffering, and so they're going to be doing that. Due out October 30th, and it's got four songs. And yeah, it's going to be sweet, man.
It's brutal.
The Book of Suffering. I'm sorry.
The Rock of Suffering. If you play guitar and you want to head over to Europe or that general area and play with Aborted, you can, because Danny Tunker just announced that he's no longer going to be playing guitar with Aborted. He wants to step back and pursue a different path in life, which is nice to see bands amicably able to separate from band members without it blowing up into something. Remember when we were talking about Randy Bly and he's not a huge fan of Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Well, apparently Corey Taylor has stepped up to the plate and said pretty much the same thing.
He's like, no, f*** that guy. What's the deal?
He says, oh boy, that f***ing guy. You know, and I'm here to tell you, dude, unless they find a sex tape on him, he's going to really run for president. Like, unless they find some f***y footage of him. Did you see him rip into Jorge Ramos the way he did? It's fucking unbelievable. And the fact that people aren't calling him on his bullshit, they're still, and in Iowa, which just destroyed me, which is, you know, obviously his home state.
Yeah.
I was like, come on, you fucking ass. Really? We're not a red state. Iowa is very, very blue. And the fact that it's happening in Iowa is like, and then they pulled this on Jorge Ramos. They didn't pull on Trump. They fucking pulled Jorge Ramos. It's like, oh, we're such dicks. What the fuck is going on? So unless they find a video of him fucking a dog while he's punching a nun dressed as a baby, we're all fucked.
We're all screwed.
We're all fucked. I'm telling you right now. And the minute I have to, by law, say President Trump and not fucking want to kill myself, I'm emigrating somewhere warm and less. It's just that fucking simple. Unless they find a video of him fucking a dog while he's punching a nun dressed as a baby. What did I saw an element or a meme that somebody made? It was a Big Lebowski meme, and it was "You're out of your element, Donnie." And somebody photoshopped Donald Trump's head on Donnie's head.
I would agree.
You're out of your element. You're out of your fucking element.
Overkill has begun writing for their follow-up to White Devil Armory. That album was sweet. This came out in 2014, and Bobby Ellsworth from Overkill has now announced that they're getting their vocals in line and they're writing, or they're just they're working on the songs. So he likes writing on the road, he said, because it gives him a kind of great energy. You transfer what happens from the stage right to the tape to some degree when you're demoing. So it's a really cool way to look at getting an immediate type of an energy. That's a good idea, you know?
They probably should. Oh, okay. So we were talking about how Lemmy switched from whiskey to vodka just in time for Motorhead to put out their own Motorhead whiskey. So after 40 years of Motorhead being around, there's a beverage partner called Brands for Fans. It's a Swedish distillery. They're putting out a Motorhead whiskey. And Lemmy goes on to say, life is less painful with Motorhead whiskey. I may consider having a sip now and then.
Once in a while. Here and there. No big deal.
See, that's the thing, though, is like they waited till Lemmy's not drinking whiskey, a.k.a. Jack Daniels, anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if he'd drink this or Jack Daniels.
I think he's down for whatever.
I think you're right.
Earache is going to be releasing Entangled in Chaos, which is a live album from Morbid Angel. Came out in 1996. It is two sides. It's a two-sided LP. There's a really cool white with a red splatter, as well as just the normal black. It's coming out October 2nd on Earache, so you can order it now, pre-order it, and get your Morbid Angel fix all good and ready to go.
See, Blabbermouth and Metal Sucks took this Gojira quote way out of context, I think, this week.
Really?
Pardon me. In that they thought that Gojira said they were working on the greatest album of all time. But what they really said is that they're working on the greatest Gojira album of all time. So they said they wanted to take some time after the last record and let the songwriting, quote, breathe for a little while. And they are working on new songs that they say are better than any Gojira songs ever. So, no new Gojira on the way as well.
So, AC/DC played in Chicago, and the Chicago Cubs are saying that they messed up their playing field, which is sad, man. We've had a bit of trouble since the AC/DC concert, Cubs manager Joe Maddon said. I don't know if they were out there taking ground balls before the game or if they had 9-inch heels or spikes.
Well, this is the same Wrigley Field complained about. They had noise complaints from the AC/DC concert.
They're too loud.
Yeah, I'm sure they were wearing 9-inch heels and spikes.
Get off my lawn.
So it's a fucking rock show, guy. So get your grounds crew in there, and maybe next time, if it's too dirty, don't book it.
So you were talking about a Motorhead alcohol. Now let's talk about the AC/DC rock or bust inspired beer.
All right.
They've teamed up with ALDI stores or Aldi stores, I'm not really even sure, to release their own line of beer in Australia. AC/DC premium beer features a design by AC/DC's 17th album, Rock or Bust.
Of course.
And it will be available in all licensed Aldi stores.
They say it's a easy drinking pale lager.
Looks
kind of like generic random light beer that we get from anywhere. From Carlsberg, the German brewery. Don't they do like, dude, I don't even know what they do. I have no idea what
Blabbermouth is funny because, like, at the end of all their articles, they have to, like, kind of explain what's going on. They're like, formed in Sydney in 1973, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees AC/DC are considered one of the pioneers of hard rock. Like, all right.
Yeah, we f***ing know who they are, dude.
We're on Blabbermouth. We're not new here.
So, Scott Ian kind of called, like, pseudo-called out Spotify this week. Who was it that was saying something about that? One of the guys from Children About Him or something about that recently?
Yeah.
He was like, I don't have Spotify, I don't stream, I don't do any of that. I'm so ignorant to that. That's a good question that I'll ask my manager in terms of whether Anthrax's early material is still available on Spotify. He says, all our old Island catalog, like Amongst the Living, is it on Spotify? I have no idea. If it is, I'm sure we're not making any money off of it. Even if we had the best deal in the world, we still wouldn't be seeing any money from Spotify. That's why when I hear musicians use Spotify, I'm like, really? You're supporting a company that's ripping you off. That's amazing. Yeah, but it's so easy to just have your music. I'm like, yeah, it's really easy to have my music without Spotify. I just never got that. You know, this company is f***ing you, yet you're still okay with it. That's just weird to me. So another metal artist chimes in on Spotify and streaming outlets in general. And you know, I don't mean to be a dick, but it's weird you don't see the young guys saying that.
It's a good point.
You just don't.
They've just accepted it. Michael Emmett from Arch Enemy Amott. Sorry, my bad.
Michael Amott.
He was on the Do You Know Jack radio show, and he said that there is not going to be a new Arch Enemy album until at least 2017. And whether Arch Enemy guitarist Jeff Loomis will appear on the band's next studio album, he said, I hope so. That's what we're talking about. That's what we want. So let's see. That's what we want. But, you know, it's still a few... still a ways away. We're going to do that next year. But hopefully that's what's going to happen. That's what we want.
About a year ago...
That's what I want, too.
Well, I think it's interesting that they're going to flex their record for 3 years. Yeah, in this day and age, especially when we're talking about streaming, people get tired of stuff, which is crazy, and I'm not going to condone that, but 3 years. Good for them. Remember when we were talking about that in Burger King in Japan was going to put out that all-black cheeseburger?
Oh, yeah.
Like black cheese, black bun, black meat, all that stuff.
Super metal.
They're going to put that out in America. So Burger King's going to put out the black bunned Halloween Whopper to the States this summer. So I guess it's not just the black cheese and the bun. It's just the black bun. So you're like, is this shit burned or is it just black bun?
Black bun.
Oh, fast food chains.
So, Metal Sucks actually put out an article this week. Suggested heavy metal campaign songs for the 2016 Republican presidential candidates. Donald Trump's was Five Finger Death Punch, Got Your Six. It says, Five Finger Death Punch have been massive Trump supporters. It only makes sense that the Don would use one of their songs for his campaign. And he knows a thing about cross-promotion.
This is heavy.
And they can give him a shout-out at every show. Synergy.
Ben Carson, Megadeth, Americanistan. An anti-Muslim song by, of course, an anti-Muslim president. Of course, that makes sense. Carly Fiorina, wow. Blessed by a Broken Heart, Blood on Your Hands. Because Clinton has blood on her hands. They're really stretching on some of these.
Marco Rubio, As I Lay Dying, An Ocean Between Us, because the man loves his water. I guess he's been pictured drinking water a lot in photos.
Or so. Just because his parents are from Cuba, so that's like some kind of pseudo-racist taunt right there. Ted Cruz, Mastodon, The Octopus Has No Friends, because nobody likes Ted Cruz. Jeb Bush, Malevolent Creation They Breed, because assholes from Florida represent.
Chris Christie, Bon Jovi, Keep the Faith, because he's a cheeseball from New Jersey, and he keeps the faith.
John Kasich, Dying Fetus, For Us, Against Us, because he's fervently pro-life. I think they all are, though. This last one's my favorite, these last ones are my favorite. Mike Huckabee, Striper, In God We Trust.
A total dork whose answer for everything is Jesus.
Perfect. Rand Paul, Hell Yeah, Band of Brothers. Because he's a socialist or pseudo-Republican socialist? I don't know. And then George Pataki, all the rest of them, Loser by Beck, because they're not going to win.
But it's actually not by Beck. It's by Uncle Monkey. It's a horrible Beck cover of Loser.
I don't even want to know.
Uncle with a K.
So we mentioned Motorhead earlier. The fact is that they delivered on their promise to play at New York's Jones Beach. So Lemmy has recovered from his lung infection and is back playing with Motorhead, dude. Guys, invincible.
Just that's awesome.
Can't beat him.
So last year, Killswitch Engage did a song for the Game of Thrones soundtrack, and now they're going to be making an appearance on NBC primetime show Blind Spot, a cop show, an FBI show. So Killswitch Engage breaking into the mainstream via television.
Yeah, let me see if I can skip ahead to this spot where they're... when I watched it earlier, it was a video of a dude where they like broke his door down and he was like playing Killswitch Engage. Oh, I can't pull it up right now. But yeah, they broke his door down and there was like heavy metal going on. That was the song. The thing is, though, is like NBC networks like that, they pay good money for those, dude. So they probably got a decent paycheck off of that. Did you see the picture this week online of Job for a Cowboy's tour van completely lit up in flames?
No.
Just totally on fire in front of a house.
Dude.
It's kind of one of those like weird Reddit mysteries where the photo was posted and there hasn't been a follow-up to it. So it's just like, yep, there it is. It's on fire.
That's right, gnarly. Havoc is going to be going on tour for a 2015 headlining tour, bringing on Psychosomatic, Witchhaven, Blackfast, Extinction AD for some of the dates, and then Seattle's own Black Breath from November 17th through the 20th. They're going to be playing Seattle at the Highline on the 13th, so I don't think that Black Breath's going to be playing the Seattle show, which is whack.
You don't think so?
Nope. It doesn't say it is. Nope, they're just playing California.
Oh, gotcha. All right. Well, I do know Brain Scraper's playing, and there's another good local band playing.
That's
that good. Too. So go to that show.
I wish I was in California tonight to see No Warning.
All right. We're here right now with Mr. Steve Rock.
Hey.
And he brought us really cool gift of really good gin.
You know what? The gift of gin, it's the gift that keeps giving.
Thank you very much for the gin.
That's not very often
you
that
gin blossom.
Goes, hey, you want some really good gin?
Don't mention it.
One of my favorite shows ever is Blossom, and I'm drinking gin, so I'm kind of a gin blossom.
Gin blossom, absolutely.
Don't mention it.
That's what my vanity license plate actually says.
Thank you for coming up to the studio, Steve Rock. You were here on Metal Shop this week. You kind of made just a drive-by.
Just like rat-a-tat-tat, I'm here.
Bing. Gat up in
with
your
the
ass. Yeah, it's cool to have you up, man. So what have you been up to, and what were you in town for the weekend?
Oh, man.
Why are you here? What are you doing?
Yeah, came out of my mountains and just to see some shows. I saw Uncle Acid tonight, then I went to Bonobo at the Showbox, and, you know, I get here, and I'm like, wow, Seattle has a lot of music. Oh, yeah.
Describe your experience at Uncle Acid. How was their live show?
You know, stoner rocktastic. No real surprises, but my expectations were met, and I was very happy.
Great.
And the band right before them, I was digging, like, kind of female Caius, kind of interesting.
Okay, cool.
Kind of chill.
And then you saw Bonobos.
Bonobo? Like the monkey. There's a kind of
Bonobo.
Monkey, the Bonobo.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so he's just
sounds
a DJ.
Like a rare wood.
Used to be into him in the 90s. Rare wood? The Bonobo, now the Bonobo oak.
The 90s are dead, Steve.
I witnessed a Bonobo tree.
I don't know if like a decade can literally be deceased. Can a decade be deceased?
I think it's gone.
No way, dude. The 90s are alive. In the 80s.
The 90s are alive.
The dream of the 90s are alive in Portland. Yeah, that's the song.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah, the 1890s. We all need bigger mustaches.
Do we? I think Kevin had a pretty fat stash recently. Did you see that?
The fat stash?
Every once in a while, Kevin goes through this phase where he's like, I'm going to grow my facial hair out.
And it never
looks
good.
And he gets like super...
Oh, yeah.
Like, he looks like he owns a junkyard by the time it's all said and done.
It's awesome. I love it. more fat stash.
How would you describe it?
Fat stash Kevin.
You look like you should be a professional wrestler.
Yeah, probably. It looks kind of
like you
trash
need to be wearing
dash.
Some spandex.
Yeah, it's a trashy. It's all good though.
Trash stash.
It doesn't grow in much anywhere else than like a
I like it,
sort
dude.
Of goatee.
You need to just rock. I want to see you rock it for a year.
Yeah.
What would you look like?
Awesome.
So awesome.
In a word.
You would look like Ming the Chinese Emperor.
Jesus.
It would just be straight down your lips and down your chin, and that would be it.
Yep.
You'd be able to flip it over your shoulder and do some kung fu.
This is the best idea ever at all hour.
Maybe if I lose a bet.
Okay.
Oh, see, Steve, what can we do?
You got to think about this. I'm not doing anything on the fucking spot, okay, guys?
I bet you're not going to drink this really good gin.
Yeah, write up a contract. I'll sign it.
I bet you mustache.
This is a
I bet you one mustache. Only. One mustache bet.
What?
It's a mustache, literally. The bet and the prize.
Man, you how long have you grown your beard in the past?
To We're about 100 centimeters.
Yeah, it was f***ing huge. You were like the original Ryan Castle before he was cool.
Oh, yeah, all those guys around here, they're growing the beards now. But yeah, back in the day,
I'm just
down to
playing.
The belt buckle. It was in this room, actually, where me and Zach Wilde had a beard fight, and he still won. He definitely won.
Yeah, good. He'll always
I got close. I was close second.
Before he had the beard, Steve was holding it down with the beard, and they were probably making fun of you, like, what's with the beard?
Oh, yeah.
Man,
oh, yeah.
You look so homeless.
Oh, terrorist. No, I was Steve Bin Rockin. That's they used to call me here. Bin Laden.
And now,
It went from Bin Laden to Bin Rockin to something else. But yeah, there's a lot of beard.
It's okay,
beardist.
I got
comments.
Them back recently because I got Steve in here, I got Steve Miggs, I got Ted, and I got Ryan in here, and they all had their beards, and I got them all bald headed, and I was like, man, I got you. I don't know what you want. Yeah, you're just compensating, dude. So whatever you think.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Have hair, guys. Oh, I don't have that much.
Oh,
no.
Hey, you can't.
Kevin doesn't have. Well,
but they,
you know, the
I can't
haircut.
I can't do that. I can't do what they do. I can't do what you do either.
Which is why we all need bigger mustaches. That's what I'm saying. So
mustache party,
which relates to metal because there are a lot of mustaches in metal.
Yeah,
I mean before and after Metallica.
God damn it!
What?
Why'd you have to bring that up?
Because that's what everyone was thinking.
I have a Metallica t-shirt from their Wherever I May Roam tour.
Oh, yeah.
And it has a picture of all four of them on the cover of the t-shirt, like every good Metallica shirt does. And the members of the band look like straight f***ing lions with their mustaches and their huge hair.
Yeah,
let me see if I can find it here online.
Oh, dude. Mustaches. favorite mustache? Probably Burt Reynolds, but he's not even in metal
or anything. My favorite mustache was Raleigh Fingers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Of Major League Baseball fame.
Yeah, absolutely.
The classic twisted up with the wax treatment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you saw a couple of those at Burning Man this
year. Oh, man. You don't even know.
Some epic beards.
I saw some neon beards.
I feel like that would be the line in the sand, literally, for me. If I walked up on a guy and I was tripping and he had like a beard that was all curled up like an octopus, I would just be like, nope.
It's happening, and you can't stop it. It's totally happening.
I can't deal with it.
Oh, is that the shirt?
Yeah,
oh,
I pulled it up.
Yeah, dude, I know that one.
I got the Metallica shirt.
Yeah. The Hetfield right there. Hetfield stash is on point.
He looks like a lion.
I mean, that's a 1990 stash.
I got that for $5 at Value Village.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So I had one like that.
I try.
Except it was inverted. It was mainly black shirt with white like around them. And not that one. I think it was 92.
Huh.
It was a fine 92 vintage.
I like the Metallica 92. Shirts that have the Metallica name in the tag. You're like, no, it's not fucking Hanes.
No,
this is Metallica.
Who made this? Metallica.
At the Metallica factory.
Where was it manufactured?
The
By
nation
Metallica.
Of Metallica.
Literally, Metallica made this shirt.
So suck it.
Yeah.
That's why it's $9,000.
Yeah. And it's worth every penny. Lars needs that gold-plated Shark Tank.
He was right about it all, though.
Yeah.
Can we argue that now? I feel like we all hated Lars for so long, and I still do. Don't get me wrong. I hate Lars.
Good.
I just fucking hate him on principle.
Yes.
But he was right, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Streaming music has definitely changed the entire music world.
Frickin' Napster.
Frickin'
Napster,
you
guys.
Steve, did you have Napster?
Frickin' maybe.
Ian, did you have Napster?
Allegedly.
I had Napster.
Not on a felony status, I'll tell you that much.
I had Napster, and I think I downloaded a couple songs and then deleted it because I was like, no, I can't ever have this.
How dare you?
Yeah. You know what's funny about Napster, though, is I downloaded it, and it came with a virus that made porno all over my fucking computer.
Oh, yeah.
Mom pulls up the computer,
dude,
and goes,
after like
I need to check my email, Kevin.
It would force this like screen. It was like a fucking...
Wow.
I don't know, like a desktop screen, you know, or whatever. But it would just blare it on the screen. You couldn't get out of it. And if you just had to restart your computer.
There's like
porn.
Five dudes with their dicks out. Like,
oh, it was f***ed up shit. And I remember my mom would have like a, what do you call it? Like a women's church group at our house or something.
Wait, dude. Really? This is like a movie.
And it would just be like the worst
porn
like
everywhere.
Heinous
Pinkton pie.
Someone came over to like fix the computer. And they're like, whoa. Because it was
whoa, this
it was
a good
Fucking Napster.
That's how you sabotage your Napster. Everyone in your family. Anyone who starts the computer up in front of anyone, and it all just goes bink, 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 boobs, boobs, boobs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hey, sorry about that.
It was awkward. My friend had the same exact thing.
That's why we need to get you your own computer.
It was good times. Well, awkward.
Yeah.
Good old good times with the 56K.
Good times having the internet when you're a 10-year-old adolescent child.
Downloading.
56K.
Peer-to-peer.
I used to play Are You Afraid of the Dark, the Nickelodeon game on CD-ROM all the time.
Nice.
That's awesome.
I remember just Warcraft.
Yep.
The classic.
Warcraft?
Warcraft 2.
Oh, that was huge.
On Battle.net.
Oh, man.
Were you a 64
that
guy?
That was technology.
Nintendo 64 at all?
64, of course.
What were your games of choice on Nintendo 64?
I just think of the year or two that we stayed up playing GoldenEye.
Oh,
the sun
yeah.
came out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just went and went. It's like,
that was like the crystal meth of adolescent teenage.
No, that was a true drug. It was 007, yeah.
Me and my friend would, in Renton, we would get like 2-liter bottles of Pepsi. We would get two each. We would order like pizzas.
And you would mainline it.
We would stay up all night for like two nights in a row playing GoldenEye.
Oh, yeah.
We went watching Public Access.
Yep.
Yep. Really
watching
random
Jerk
Public
Beast.
Access. Jerk Beast. Yeah. Afro Knots Half Hour of Power. Bonk Hit Championships.
Bonk Hit
Mike Hunt, Get Your Friend Laid.
Yep,
God,
course.
I miss Public Access Television.
Goddess
that
Kerrang.
Was good stuff. Kerrang. Oh, man, you're bringing her up.
Kurt Cobain was murdered.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Kurt Cobain. We lived in a really weird time.
And
in
I
media.
Think I would like to say that if Public Access still existed, I think Ian and I would have an awesome metal shop type show.
It would probably
be up crazy
far
shit.
More heinous.
Have you seen Wayne's World?
Yeah, it would be like Wayne's World.
There you go.
It would be exactly like Wayne's
because
World.
Because I grew up on Jerk Beast. Every Saturday night,
yep,
with all of my friends, we would call in every week.
Yep.
And it was terrible. It was like Howard Stern on a far more debased just
yeah.
From Seattle, wherever. Where was that studio? We need to get one of the motherfucking guys from Jerk Beast on Metal Shop.
There's a documentary.
It's gotta happen. I know
sure
those
can.
Motherfuckers still live here.
Yeah.
They have to still live here.
Oh yeah, definitely.
We need to get those guys up. We need to get Jerk Beast on Metal Shop.
Yeah.
Jerk Beast on Metal Shop.
I think your dreams
I still
can
have
come true
my Jerk Beast
t-shirt. Think... Yeah.
That I bought when I was 15.
Nice.
Over the post.
Really?
I sent them $10 and a self-addressed envelope.
Oh, wow.
Thing.
You cared.
And they sent me a t-shirt and I spilled maple syrup on
it. That's what you used to have to do, kids. That's what you used to have to do.
Yeah.
Just to get a thing.
It wasn't easy, man. Jerk Beast.
So the documentary that I was kind of trying to allude to here for a second was, it's called, hold on.
What is that?
Channeling Yourself, sorry. It's a Public Access TV documentary following a lot of the people and catching up on what they're doing now, talking about Seattle.
That's
got to
be
stuff.
Depressing.
It shows...
Probably very depressing.
So what are you guys doing now? I run a laundromat.
Nothing.
So it says...
Nothing.
There is
relishing
a time,
my former Public Access glory days.
Yeah.
There was a time
not
in Seattle...
selling meth.
...when surfing through cable television channels could produce nudity, profanity, political intrigue, grunge music, conspiracy nuts, and something called the Bong Hit Championships.
Yeah.
All unrestricted and open on cable channel 29.
R.I.P.
So, yeah, it's a documentary on Public Access film television in the 1990s called Channeling Yourself. I'm pretty pumped on this, actually.
Dude, I want to see that.
So it says, Deface the Nation, Hot Tub TV, Heart Attack Theater, Spud Goodman Show, Mike Hunt Show, Bong Hit Championships, Jerk Beast, just to name a few of the shows.
That's Northwest, dude.
So this is going to be a great documentary.
We need to get on
pumped
this.
To see this.
We could...
It looks like it's from...
Illegitimately provide light to this.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. This will be better than Winnebago Man, which is also very good.
I'm going to look it up and
which
see
is
if
also
there's
terrifying.
Any videos on this.
All right, how about this? I know that it's getting late, and we need to get Steve Rock over to his next set of festivities.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So we should probably calm things down just a little bit and enter what we call the Metal Shop Brutal Poetry Lounge. Too hot for radio. Tonight, we had a suggestion from Steve who said, hey, you guys should grab some Aborted.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed he did. And so we went to the Purity of Perversion album from 1999, an album that Steve often recites as the lyrics he thinks of in the morning when he's trying to get something to inspire him. For that, we read from the passage of Gurgling Rotten Feces. Stephen Rock, please
take it away.
This is like my Earl Grey moment, like a good cup of hot tea.
Is the gurgling.
It's a hot tea.
Anal excretion, innard purification, stinking liquid mass gushing out of your ass. Come forth to me, object of perverted lust. Innards deformed and sliced anatomy lies scattered. Gore and bile are spewing out of your scrotum. Mangled and defiled anal tract removed. I sh** your face. You swallow my sp**. Ebola, contaminated by feces. Orgasm through putrid stench. Face, you devour my entrails.
Steve, give it some feeling.
Whip me, object of lust. Punish me, supreme masochism. Gutting and hacked supreme masochism. Festering, slime-like bowels, reek-like feces. I rape your cadaver. Necrotic orgasm. Cranial pulp bubbling through your anus. Ebola contaminating millions. Contaminating is not a word, but that's how I'm reading it. You vomit your brain and ejaculate.
Well done, Steve.
Thank you for reading for aborted section.
Thank you.
Of the brutal brutal poetry, too hot for radio. Metal Shop Lounge.
I feel better.
Well, Steve, hopefully we see you again soon.
Oh, absolutely. Next time.
In the lounge.
Somewhere. Yeah. somewhere around here, probably. Usually.
Cool. Well,
mangled and defiled anal tract. Ugh.
Aborted, Belgium. Go check them out.
I remember when we saw them, and he was like, "What's up with this gay hole?" He was talking about the hole in the pit, like people weren't...
Yeah, he said that, like, literally all the shit that American people can't say on stage.
Yeah.
"What's up, you What's wrong with this pussy-ass pit right here?"
"What's up with this gay hole?"
It's like, who says you can't say that shit?
Gay hole.
You can't say that.
Like someone that watched one rated R movie in English, and then they just went out and started to
Like, "Let's find the dirtiest English words we can."
That's amazing.
It blew my mind, and everyone was just like, "They're European."
You're reminding me of Volbeat, who they are the most stereotypical band from a faraway place that sounds just like hilarious when they're talking. On stage, everything is a question. "We're happy to be here? This is our next song?" And it's just like, "Are you asking me? Like, I don't understand."
"All right, all of you mosh pit.
Thank you for coming.
Let's have a mosh pit.
Buy my CD."
"We are Volbeat.
$28?
Steve, when's it going to snow?"
Oh, it's snowing right now somewhere across this vast, vast planet of ours. Okay. It never stops.
Good answer. Crystal Mountain.
But no, probably Thanksgiving.
Okay.
THC Crystal Mountain, a good song.
Whoa.
You ever heard it?
With THC at the front?
Yeah, thing? Cannabis Corpse.
Oh, Cannabis.
THC Crystal Mountain.
That's the name of their song. Because Crystal Mountain by Death, of course, is when we celebrate on the mountain. Classic. Which
but
is
the THC Crystal Mountain.
Well, of course. A mountain of THC, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. If it's crystalline, you're probably dealing with trichomes.
The last thing, yeah, absolutely. The last thing I'm going to say, we need to get like a 15,000 watt stereo system up to you out there.
Oh, yeah.
And blast that.
Let's party. I've been talking about it. Yeah. Let's do this.
I want to cause an avalanche.
Okay, I have the generators to back that up.
Really?
Let's call up Motorhead. I'll call up Bass Nectar. I'll call up some other guys that are all like just have the biggest speakers.
Cool. We'll see you there.
Okay. Hell yeah.
Thanks again, Steve.
It's a deal.
All right. See you guys in episode 71.
See you then.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.